Norah Jones could fairly be called an accidental superstar, as Rolling Stone magazine once dubbed her. She started out as a teenager just wanting to make music. Then she made an album, and it went multi-platinum, winning 8 Grammys. That was 5 years ago when Norah Jones was just 22. Her next CD made its debut at number 1 on the Billboard charts. Now the young singer-songwriter and pianist is out with album number 3. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg met Norah Jones in Manhattan as she prepared for a private concert for family and friends.
That's too fast now. Did you speed it up?
I did.
Her regular drummer broke his wrist snowboarding, so Norah Jones put a substitute through his paces on stage at Webster Hall, an ancient funky theater in the East Village.
Here I am, looking for some.
In a soft red sweater and faded jeans, Norah Jones is very small and very beautiful. Big dark eyes, long dark hair, and seems very grounded, direct and open. 27 now, she talks often about her mother, Sue Jones, clearly a guiding force.
In fact, I mean, when I moved to New York and I got approached by Blue Note, she's like, oh God, you're not ready for a record deal, come on. I'm like, but Mom, I mean, she wasn't being negative, and she wasn't really trying to sabotage anything. She was probably right. I wasn't ready for any of that. I was 21 when I signed a record deal, but I'm still glad I didn't listen to her.
She says love in the time of war is not fair. He was my man, but they.
Norah Jones' new Blue Note album is a blend of ballads, jazz, and almost country. She started writing this one when a friend got married.
I was thinking about love, and then I started thinking about this guy I went on a date with when I first moved to New York. And he was in the military, and I can't remember much about him, except that he was really sweet, and we never went on another date, and I never spoke to him again. And I started thinking about, gosh, I wonder if he's okay. And that song just kind of came out from that, actually.
And do you remember his name?
Pete. I never knew his last name.
I should imagine if he hears this someday. He had no idea that he was the one behind it.
I don't think so. He was a nice person.
The main man in her life for years has been Lee Alexander, her bass player, sweetheart, and collaborator.
I get the feeling he finishes your sentences for you sometime. Not that you need them finished, but he'll come in at a certain point with a song, huh?
And with the songs, yeah. He's a great writer. We have very different styles. I'm very, oh, this is from my heart, and it's there, and that's it. And he's like, yeah, but that line needs some work, buddy. And I'll say, but it's honest. And he'll, yeah, but it stinks, you know? We're good balance.
I waited till I saw. I don't know why I didn't come.
This is the song that launched Norah Jones. Her soft, gentle voice and intimate piano playing absolutely massage the melody. Written by Jesse Harris, it's a song you always thought you knew. And Don't Know Why got onto her first album almost as a fluke.
The first record was all just sort of a let's throw stuff at a wall and see what sticks, to be honest. Which is, I think, why it was well received, because it was kind of innocent in that way. But I didn't really want to do that song necessarily for the record. It was the first take, and it was the first song we recorded, and it just felt really good, so we kept it, and it ended up being the single and being the big song.
With this accidental hit and a second hit album, Norah Jones, the accidental superstar, got all sorts of musical opportunities, including the chance to sing a duet with one of her heroes, Ray Charles.
Here we go.
I started crying when I met him. I started bawling my eyes out, and I felt like such a dork.
She'll break my heart again.
I got to stand a foot and a half away from Ray Charles and watch him sing and play. And I remember just looking over, thinking, who am I? What's going on here?
One more time.
2 years ago, after the hits and all the international touring, Nora Jones decided to take a break, stay home for a while, hang out with friends, not be a superstar.
I've been able to be off and not have to think about my career and everything. And I've been able to be a normal musician and play in a bunch of different bands and get inspired again. And that's what's important. I finally realized that I needed to keep that going if I was going to be able to live this life also and do shows and put out records and deal with the record companies and that kind of stuff. I need to still have my moments where I love music.
Ooh, it's not too late for love.
Finally, Nora Jones grew ready for a new album. For the first time, she wrote or co-wrote all the songs on it and recorded it not in some fancy professional place, but in her home studio, whenever she and Lee Alexander and her band felt like making music.
We got to try out stuff that you don't really get to try out in the studio. Even if you have unlimited budget and money, something about, you know, just fooling around when you're paying that much, and it just doesn't sit well. But at home, you can fool around all you want. So I could wear my bathrobe if I wanted to go in and play a song. Lee would be working on a bass part. Maybe he needed some time to spend. I would go make us dinner, you know. So it was very relaxed.
The result is called Not Too Late, a collection of musical accidents and sometimes mellow intentionals from Nora Jones and her band, which includes the boyfriend and a gal she met at band camp when she was 15, all making personal music together. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
We're an oyster cracker on the stoop and a honey in the tea.
You can hear songs from Nora Jones' new album, Not Too Late, at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.